Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you. wasenja mirani machekwa mojana ma mojana ma meti pem yesu nyawa ye misu meti wechida eje minyami ye akami boni bebre beni ma disadi na wana no beche minkwa na sasi nyanka ejo na me doba krune Missy demi waye che Sami kutu wo, sami sorry wo Anami pe muka chewi asya de same nina Mumbra meche majin kwanu nya wewa chewi asye Tu mi nina shena nase
Afi mumi netwe
Oh, I want to Meni su yesu imame Wasi ami boni nina Wasenja mirani machenkwa Koja na mameti fem Yesu nyawa ye mesimeti Oh, I want to Meni su yesu imame Wasi ami boni nina Wasenja mirani machenkwa Moja na mameti bem Yesu nyawa ye Misu meti wechida Yesu moja, ridi my name. Wahawa ya.
ni naremo mureni ya swasano ya kwaya kotode ya kwaya kotode moja ni nti wanyami ye chano na sunine all over this building let me hear you come on sana yesu adushimo danwa Namisi Yesu ama
Kaya saikora
Wamewa sorry ama yaniya
Kaya
Nasuni moja ni kasa Ekasa 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 Sende Yesu moja no Adishimo Danua
Sanya wamewa njeniya
Nakaya yura Sende Yesu moja no Adishimo
people clap their hands. The rest of you are too bougie to clap your hands. Wow. The people here, you are too diplomatic to clap your hands. Rented Hands Association. Well, I want to welcome you one more time to the His Presence service. And I want to tell you that tonight you are amongst the most privileged people on the surface of the earth to be here in this auditorium and to be in this service. And I believe that tonight your life is about to be changed irreversibly. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Listen, the preaching is coming, so start turning on the lights. I want to see the faces of the people because some people are not minding me. Now, how many of you know that we've been missing something for a while? And I want to tell you today that even if you don't admit it, you have missed it. Yes. And today we are blessed to be receiving one more time something that we have been missing. I was privileged to be in a service last week where he hinted us that in the last maybe 4 weeks or 5 weeks, he's been through 10 countries. Oh, you didn't receive it. Oh, it's late. But tonight I want to tell you his present service that we are privileged to have our Father back in the house. Wait. Listen, you didn't hear me. You know, when I get home, when I park my car, my children come to the car. But I'm not deceived. I know that they don't come for my laptop. Neither do they come for my keys. They come because they want to see whether you have brought something enjoyable, something good, something tasty, whether you have brought any of the things that we like. That's why they come to the car. And when your father returns home, one of the reasons to be excited is that he's brought back something good for you. And I can tell you tonight that there's something good for you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are as excited as I am, I want you to clap your hands. I want you to make some noise and join me. And let's welcome to this pulpit, the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Come on, make some noise, his present service. Make some noise tonight!
Oh, Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Can you clap your hands together for Jesus again? And let your hand clap be loud, because it is unto Jesus. We are putting our hands together for Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. It's a great blessing to be here. I've missed all of you very much. And I can see and I can feel in the atmosphere that there is joy in the church. There are blessings in the church. And I want you to help me to appreciate Bishop Kobe for the work of building the church. Building the church. We have a good preacher in the house. We have a good pastor in the house. And all he needs is your support. All he needs is your help. All he needs is you standing by his side. And God's team will be a complete team. I want to say that God has been good to us. And I want to thank God also for our service pastor lady, Pastor Emilia. It's been a long time since I also enjoyed the Gazelles. And harmony. God bless all of you. And I've enjoyed the music. How many of you enjoyed the experience choir? The experience. And so next Saturday, Sunday, next week Sunday, not tomorrow, next week Sunday, bring your friend, bring all your members, bring all your converts, and let's sit here and enjoy what God has for us. Amen. Tonight, I can see that we have a special service, Experience Jesus. Oh, Reverend George is also here. Wow. And it's nice to have Lady Pastor Emilia's husband overseeing the work she's doing. It's nice. It makes the marriage nice. So let's appreciate Reverend Lester for the work he's doing with the diocesan heads, regional heads. I honestly didn't know that you were even having this special service. I didn't know. I got to know, I think, yesterday, something about a t-shirt. And I said, what is this? And he said, oh, there's a service here in his presence. And I'm very happy that such a big thing is going on that I'm not even aware. This is how it ought to be. Yeah, this is how it ought to be. Yeah. We must not leave. And I'm hoping there'll be a day, a diocese will do something big. Bishop Kobe is not even aware. He comes to church to a surprise. So he comes to balloons and members and, buses and what's going on? Oh, we are just having a nice service in the church. Diocesan swell, So clap your hands for all our pastors and all those who are putting in an effort to build. You see, this is the church. And whenever you see a church, you are looking at something that needs to be built. A church, the synonym for a church is something that needs to be built. Yeah. Until Jesus comes in the skies, until that day when the trumpet sounds, we are going to be building the church. We'll be on it. There will never be a day we say we have finished building the church. No, it doesn't exist. It ends when Jesus arrives. And so till he comes, I went to look at the skies and he's not appearing. It means that this church has to be built. So we thank God for Basenta leaders, for Santa leaders, for pastors who are building the church. This church must be built. It exists to be built. A church exists to be built. Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, I will build my church. A church must be built. And I believe that tonight, even this special service we are having, Experience Jesus, is an attempt to build the church. When you are building something, you are adding to. Yes, sometimes you chip off, sometimes you take away, but ultimately you end up with something bigger, newer, nicer, and more enjoyable. That's what we mean. Nobody says, I am building a house in Tema. And what he's doing there is that he's breaking down a house. Even if he's breaking down a house, he must be breaking it down to put up something nicer and bigger. Nobody says, I am building something, and what he's actually doing is that he's destroying it. So we are adding to. We are adding to. We are adding to. And I'm happy to see that his present service is being added to. It is growing. But I'm saying this to say that you are also needed to join in the building of the church. Tell your neighbor, you are needed. You are needed. Say, God needs you. The church needs you. And I also need you. Say, I also need you to help to build this beautiful service. Clap your hands for Jesus. I want to welcome those who are online. And we are having a good time here. And we are believing God that this evening will be a blessed time. I have a short message I want to share with you. And that's why you came. I was surprised to see Reverend Joy. So he says he came tonight for the short message. So that's why he came. And I'm sure that's why you also came. Well, that's why I also came with something short, so that we will hear it. Because the word of God is very important. You must love the word of God. You must interact with God's word every day. You must read your Bible every day. You must listen to messages every day. You must hear God's word in songs every day. You must watch God's word in video preaching every day. I mean, the word of God must be a part of your life and your daily life. Whatever you are doing, there must be the word of God, the word of God. So I'm happy that for a few minutes, I have this chance. Lift your hands and pray that God will speak to all of us, that his word will move freely through the service. His word will have free course. Pray, lift your hands and ask the Lord, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me. Speak to me. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your voice. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may please be seated. Tonight, the title of the message I'm preaching is why you should experience Jesus. And it's just for some 7 to 10 minutes. Why? What is the reason? Why should you experience Jesus? How many of you have heard of Jesus before? The name Jesus. It's a beautiful name. It's a powerful name. It's a great name. And that's why we are wearing t-shirts. I was given my t-shirt, but it wasn't nice. I said the material was something. So next time I'll buy my own t-shirt for them to print on it for me. Yes. But I have my t-shirt. Yeah. Everybody's own is nice. Mine is not nice. The one they also give you was not nice. So Reverend George and I, our t-shirts were not nice. I'm serving the printer of the t-shirts notice. Amen. Why should you experience Jesus? Why are we wearing t-shirts with experience Jesus? I'll give you the answer. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. It says, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. There is a word I want you to notice, and that word is power. Power. Turn your Bibles to John chapter 1. Verse 12. Why should you experience Jesus? But as many as received him, that is the word, the him there is Jesus. As many as received him. Because when you receive Jesus, you will experience him. The way to experience something is to receive it. Yes. If somebody is eating a nice meal of Indomie, and you want to experience it, you must first receive the Indomie. And then you taste it. But there's a receiving. If somebody is smoking weed and you want to experience the weed, you have to receive it. So to experience something, you have to receive it. It's very necessary and very important to receive. Now, as many as, and the word is many. You see, it is sad that you haven't received him, but many people have received him. Many people have received him. But you won't know, because most of them are not wearing t-shirts. But they've received him. And they are not few. There are many people. Tonight, you can join the many people who have received him. Now, why? Why should you experience Jesus? It says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power. You see that word again has appeared? Power. 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 When you receive Jesus, you are receiving power. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So, the reason why it's very important for you to experience Jesus is that when you experience him, you are also experiencing power.
Amen.
Power.
Power.
Now, why is it important for you to experience power? Why should you have power? When you answer it, then we close. That's why I said it's a very short message. Why should you experience power? Why should you have power? Because your enemy, the devil, is using power to destroy you. Can't you see that you can't resist him? Because his power is great. When Satan comes to you, just like Jesus, when Jesus comes to you, he comes with power. When Satan also is in your life, you maybe nobody has told you, but he's operating with power. That is why it is difficult for you to stop the things you are doing, even though you know that they are destroying your life. Because you have been overpowered. Yes. Somebody who is into drinking of alcohol drinks and drinks and drinks and cannot stop because alcohol begins to have power over him. You can sleep, have sex with a girl once, your life will change because that encounter releases power over you that makes you unable to stop that life. It's power. What the devil is doing in the world, John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief, the devil is the thief. There is a devil. Now, watch what he's doing. He comes, when he comes to steal. The thief cometh not but for to, which means the thief cometh to steal. To kill. meant to destroy. Some of you sitting here in this service are already in the process of being destroyed by the devil. You are being destroyed. There's a girl in this service being, you have not, you see, your destruction is not over yet. You are in the process. You are being destroyed. He's stealing from you. He has stolen your dignity. He has stolen your peace. He has stolen your liberty. A boy is in control of your life. Somebody's husband is in control of your life. A son is in control of your life. You cannot live one day without feeding on pornography for 2 hours. It's destroying you. It is destroying you. And I read this verse because what is being used to steal, what is being used to kill, what is being used to destroy you is power. He uses his power to steal. If Satan doesn't have power, he can't steal from you. What he's using to destroy you is not tricks, it is power. Power. He uses the power to steal. Some of you sitting here, something about your life has been stolen from you. Satan has stolen something from you. He's stolen. Some of you, he has stolen your youth from you. Yeah. You are no longer innocent. The amount of sex you have had, you are no longer a normal girl. You are a twisted girl. He's stolen from you. You see, the girl sitting by you has her peace of mind. She's calm. She's happy. But you are not. It's possible tonight somebody is going to come for you and sleep with you for hours. It is power. 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 If you taste cocaine, that's when you will understand power. Power. Powerful power. I don't know why you are laughing, but I'm afraid as I'm preaching. I'm afraid. He's taking you somewhere. He's taking you somewhere. I'm so happy that somebody met you. I don't know where they met you and brought you to church. Because God wants to stop Satan's use of his power to destroy your life. Amen. Nothing you do is normal. You cannot watch a normal film and enjoy. Sit down, watch a normal American film. Bushia, Bushia, Bushia. Chinese. No. The film you watch has to have a lot of sex, almost pornography, before you feel normal. You've been destroyed. A power is being used against you. You can't break away from certain friends. Somebody here, you are in a group. You are a part of a group. That group is not here, but I don't even know how you escaped and came here. But it's difficult. It's difficult to even separate yourself from that group. They've taken over your life. Soon they will start doing armed robbery. And you have to go along with them. But tonight Jesus has come to step in, to intervene. Honestly, I am genuinely very surprised that you could make it to church. You are not the type of person to be sitting in church. I don't know what negotiations the person did with you to get someone like you to be sitting in church on a Saturday evening. Father, bless that person who brought you here. For me, it's also a message that God wants to intervene in your life, because your being sitting in church this evening is not one of your things. It's wonderful. It's wonderful that you are sitting in church. What you may not know is that the life we are living day and night, we are moving up and down, we are encountering Satan's power. One of the powers he's using is betting. Yes, it's a power to make sure that you never have a future. Nobody has had a future based on gambling and betting. There's nobody. It's a power he has used. Pornography, gambling, friends, sex, alcohol, drugs. These are the powers. It's so sad. It's so sad that it's taking you so long to enter a church like this. And I really want to thank the pastors who organized this special service. I thank God. I appreciate the pastors. You see, do you know why? Let me just move a little away from the verses and the scriptures and just take you into the world. A country like Russia has got very, very dangerous weapons, nuclear weapons. If they release one, just one, it will destroy a lot of things in the world. And they've got a lot of them. So Russia, Italy, Great Britain, France, Italy, on their own, they have enough nuclear weapons to destroy the earth as we speak. They are there. So when the Russian president is going somewhere, you see there's somebody following him with a briefcase. That briefcase, it doesn't have documents. It's the buttons. It's the combination to the nuclear arsenal. When the American president is moving somewhere, he has a briefcase. There must be within a few meters around him, there must always be that briefcase. But you have to ask yourself, but if Russia has got nuclear weapons, then why has Russia not released them to destroy America or destroy England? The president of Russia a few months ago said he has now built a very sophisticated nuclear weapon. He said he's going to send it to the island of Great Britain. And when he sends it, he will sink the island. He will sink England. So why hasn't he done it?
Why? That's a sensible question.
Why hasn't he done it? Because he knows that the power he has to destroy the earth, America also has the same power. So it is power for power. If he releases one right now, America will release two. That is why we are having a church service tonight.
Yes.
That's why there are taxis in town. That's why planes are flying. I'm sure in a few minutes, planes, British Airways, KLM. That's why the world is normal. The weapons Russia has are enough to stop the world. So why hasn't he released them? Why hasn't he fired them? Because he knows that if he tries to fire anything, Italy has got a lot of them. Spain, a lot. France has got a lot. You see, that is... No, listen to me. Please sit down. That is why Russia has not released his nuclear weapons. Because he knows that he is not the only one with nuclear capabilities. The other countries have got nuclear capabilities. But when it comes to you, how is it that Satan was able to use his power against you to make you have sex with somebody's anus? How is it that Satan was able to get you to be hooked on alcohol or to be hooked on pornography and masturbation and betting? Why? Because he knows that you, unlike Russia, you don't have any power to counter his power. You don't have any power. You have no power. You have no power to fight his power. His power to turn you into an armed robber. His power to turn you into a drunkard. His power to turn you into a sexual pervert. His power to send to turn you into a drug addict. He knows that you are powerless. In school, is it not the boys who were weak who were bullied? Have you ever seen a macho boy in the school being bullied? Because you know, as you are bringing your nonsense, I also have my nonsense. It's nonsense for nonsense. Even seniors are careful around them. There was one Form 1 boy. He was in the school with his son. His son was in Form 2. And he, the father, was in Form 1. I mean, when you see his face, would you like to send him? I'm saying that the reason why Satan has been able to get you to destroy you is that you don't have power.
Oh, you are teaching.
That's why God brought you here tonight. That's why God brought you here tonight. Satan uses power to destroy girls. There are boys here being destroyed. You are not normal. At least one or two guys in this service are high. You're not a normal person. But I am normal. He is normal. I mean, ask yourself, why could Satan get you and he can't get this boy who is even more handsome than you? No, girl, I'm asking that. Why are you a sexual pervert when Satan hasn't been able to get this one? How did he get you? Because he knows that if he tries this girl has got power against his nonsense. Because it is power for power. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, Jesus said, Behold, I give you. Luke 10, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So your enemy who wants to destroy you is using power. But Jesus said, I will also give you power against his power. That's why you must experience Jesus. Anybody who has not experienced Jesus is powerless. If I was not born again, I can imagine the type of girls I'll be chasing. Oh yes. I've got clean and clear eyes for girls. Clean. No dots. But Jesus has given me power to fight the power of girls. You have no power. Any girl who exposes a little of her buttocks to you has finished you. You are powerless. But tonight you will get power. I said tonight you will get power over drugs, power over alcohol, power over betting, power over any nonsense. You got power tonight. That's it. Listen, look at it. I give unto you power. And the next power there is power of the enemy. So your enemy has power. You don't have power. He has overcome you. But when he's bringing his power and he sees that this guy has Jesus, this girl prays every day, this girl fasts, this boy has Jesus, he won't try. Why is he not try? Why? I mean, when I was 13 years old, I was smoking. Why am I not smoking now? When I was 14, I was drinking alcohol in bottles. 14. I am over 50 years old. Why am I not drinking? Because he will not try his nonsense anymore, because I am now working with what? Power. There are girls here, they don't have money. They are broke. Some of the shirts they are wearing is people's shirts they have gone to borrow. No, so, but let's ask ourselves. Let's ask. But why are you not in town sleeping with men for money for shirts? This is not your shirt. This is not your shirt. No, why? Why is she not in town? Why is she not having sex to get money? She also doesn't have money. Why? Because she has power over poverty. She has power over lack. She has power over not having. You, a little not having money, you are going to look for a white man to put his penis into your anus. But I don't have that problem. Not because I'm a good guy. I've told you, I was smoking and drinking. I'm not a good person. The only thing is that Jesus has given me power. Amen. And ye shall receive power. Satan, his kingdom, Satan's kingdom is a kingdom of power. Haba. Power to destroy marriages. Power to destroy destinies. Power to destroy me. If Satan gets me, he will spoil my ministry yesterday. One touch. But he's not trying. He knows what to do. But he can't try because he's coming to meet me with power. In Acts 26. Verse 18. It says to open their eyes. And to turn them from darkness to light. And from the power of Satan. Tonight, God wants to turn people from the power of Satan. Satan has power. And some of you are under that power. But there's going to be a dislocation, translocation, a relocation. To open their eyes. And to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith. Tonight, whatever sin you've committed, God can forgive you and use the blood of Jesus to wash you. As many as received him. You don't pay money. You don't pay money. You don't fill forms. No. All you do is to receive Jesus. That's all. That Jesus, I receive you. I've just read. I didn't know. I don't even know what I'm doing in church. But that the man talking says that if I receive you, I'll have power. Yeah. Yes. There are many people here who are drunkards. I'm one. Smokers. Clubbers. Teenagers. Clubbers. Today, I have power. The nightclub that will attract me to it has not been built yet. Yeah. I lived in a nightclub. Sorry, that's a lie. I lived in nightclubs. I lived in them. We start 7 p.m. We start with the mildest ones. We move 9 to the next one, 11. We spend 1 a.m. We are in the darkest nightclub. Yes. Yes. With the most sexy girls. Then dawn, 4 a.m., 3, 4. By 5, we are in the where they are ending with cool numbers. Then we come home by 6 a.m. We are sleeping. We've done it all. We've done it all. You are a trainee shepherd. You are a trainee clubber. You are a trainee. Where we have been, you've not been there. The things we have seen, you've not seen. But we know that it's all nonsense. If you've not tasted the power of Christ, you think you are living a great life. God brought you here to have a taste of his power. And you will know that his power rescues you and washes you and makes you clean and brand new. That's the power of Christ. And I've stretched my hand. Look at my hand. Maybe you can't see my hand. I've stretched my hand to you. This is the hand of God. He's welcoming you. Say, try. Take the step. Take the step. And come from under the power of Satan. I will, if it's power you need, I'll give you power. He says you are too wise to allow the devil to destroy you. Don't allow him. He says if you respond well, he will use his power to make nonsense of all the things the devil has done in your life. Why don't you want to try it? Why don't you want to try it? How can you come so close only to go back? How can you come so close only to go back? In this room, Satan has no power here. So use the power of God in the atmosphere to overpower Satan and get new power to live your life. That the life that you must live. Because this is not how God intended your life to be. This is not the original plan of God for you. It's not that at this time, 2023, you should be looking like this. This is not his plan. And since you are not dead, it means there's hope for you to change. Stand to your feet, Adonai. Why should you experience Jesus Christ? You should experience it because he's the only source of power that can neutralize Satan's power. And he's using his power to steal from you. Can't you see he's stealing from you? Can't you see he wants to kill you? Can't you see he wants to destroy you? Every head bowed. No movement. No movement. Every eye closed. If you are here tonight and want to experience this power, just taste it. Just taste the power and see. Say, come, taste and see that the Lord is good. Just taste it. After tasting, I can assure you, you will become a partaker. If you are here, you want to taste that power. Say, no, I want to break free. Satan wants to destroy me. I can think of 3, 4, 5 instances Satan would have destroyed me, but for the mercies of God. And tonight, as I've had the chance to enter a church, I'm not going back to the devil. I'm not going back to the devil. And if you are here and you want to respond, somebody has already raised his hand. You want to respond to this love, to this offer of power. Power to overcome Satan's power. You can lift your hand right now. Yes, lift it high. Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, pray for me. I want to receive power. I want that power to fight Satan's power. Lift your hand high. If you don't want that power and you want Satan to use his power to destroy you, you can sit down or you can even leave the service. But as many as received him, to them, lift your hand high. I see your hand and I have great respect for you. I have great respect for you. I have great respect for you. That's why I said, even to be in the service, even just to be in church tonight, is a wonderful wonder. It's a wonderful wonder. Lift your hand high. Pastor, pray for me. I want this power. I want to break the power of masturbation in my life, the power of pornography, the power of drugs, the power of wrong associations, the power of a wasted life. Pastor, pray for me. Lift your hand high. And if your hand is up, I want you to do one more thing. Please come to me in front here. I want to meet you here. Come here. I want to meet you here. As you come, anybody whose hand is up, come. Come. Yes, come. Come here. We are going to pray here. We are going to pray. It's a prayer. It's a prayer that releases power. Come. It's 10 o'clock. At midnight, 12 midnight, tonight, there will be people on the beach. They've gone there for power. Everybody is looking for power. You came to the front, not just for Jesus, but also for power. Because what the devil is doing, if you don't have power, you are finished. You are finished. No education, no amount of money, no upbringing, no good counseling. The only language Satan understands is the power of Jesus Christ. He doesn't care about your money, your beauty, your handsomeness, what your family name is. He doesn't care. He's coming for you. And by the time he's finished with you, you will know that somebody has destroyed you. That's Satan. There are some 20 people standing in the congregation. I'm going to give you another chance. Should I go or should I not go? Why? To even have that mind means you are defeating the reason why God brought you here. Look, to be standing here in the church service itself is victory. It's victory. You don't know what it takes to come to be here alone means that you have had power over the enemy. Because ideally, he should be able to prevent you from coming here. If you are standing there, I want to say, Pastor, thank you for giving me another chance. I wasn't sure. I want to come. God bless you. Come. Come now. This is your chance. Come, escape. Escape Satan's power. Yes, clap your hands for them. Come, keep coming. Clap for him. Come.
He loves us. Oh, he loves you. He loves you. Oh, he loves us. Oh, he loves us.
There's a girl I'm waiting for. There's a girl. There's a guy coming now. Come. It's like, yes, she has come. Come. Yes. And there's some two guys standing there. I'm waiting for you. Yes, one has come. I don't know where the other one is. Hurry up, hurry up. Don't waste time. Don't waste time. You may never get it. God is rescuing you. This is a rescue service. It's a rescue service. Come for him, he's coming. Why should you experience Jesus? Why? Why Jesus? Who is he? What can he do for you? He can give you power. He's the only source of the medicine Satan needs. The medicine against Satan's nonsense. The only person who has it is Jesus. He's the only one with the medicine. And if you are standing here in front, I want you to understand that you have escaped. Amen. You have escaped.
Amen.
You have escaped. Only that, when you pray, I'm going to leave you to pray. When you finish praying, it doesn't mean it's over. No, it doesn't mean it's over. Any life, the life you were living before you came to stand here, you had friends. Didn't you have friends? You have friends. So now God is also going to give you new friends. You are watching pornography. Now God is also going to give you new videos to watch. Everything you had in the world, God is going to neutralize it and give you the real one.
Amen.
Yes. After your hair, you can keep it like this. But you are going to fast. You are going to pray. Just looking at my face. You pray. You read your Bible. Yes. Yes. I mean, I honestly don't know what will prevent you from being here next week. Because this is now your church. And I'm now your pastor. If Satan lies, he knows me. He should come. He knows me. He should come. He should come and try. Everybody lift your two hands. We are sticking with Jesus.
Oh, yes.
And I want those in front and everyone to say this prayer from your heart. When I say it, you repeat it after me, but make it your prayer. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Finally. I am standing here.
I am standing here.
You have loved me.
You have loved me.
You have cared for me.
You have cared for me.
You have protected me.
You have protected me.
You have been good to me.
You have been good to me.
But all I have done,
is to throw your love away.
I have lived in sin.
I have lived in sin.
Which has displeased you.
Which has displeased you.
I've done many bad things.
I've done many bad things.
I'm surprised you still love me.
I'm surprised you still love
me. Oh God.
Oh God.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Tonight.
Tonight.
In church.
In church.
I'm confessing you.
I'm confessing
you. As my Father.
As my Father.
Oh God.
Oh God.
You are my Father.
You are my Father.
And I also want to ask you. I also want to ask you.
I also want to ask you.
As I stand here.
As I stand here.
I am very dirty.
I am very dirty.
I am dirty.
I am dirty.
My soul is dirty.
My soul is dirty.
I have done many dirty things.
I've done many dirty things.
But I have been told.
But I have been told
that the blood of your son Jesus.
That the blood of your son Jesus
can wash my sins.
Can wash my sins.
I believe that Jesus' blood.
That Jesus' blood
can wash my sins.
Can wash my sins.
I believe that Jesus.
That Jesus.
He died.
He died
to save me.
To save me.
Oh God.
I'm begging you.
Please wash me.
Please wash.
Wash my sins.
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 I already feel clean.
I already feel clean.
I thank you. That your son Jesus.
That your son Jesus.
Is my Lord.
Is my Lord.
Is my Master.
Is my Master.
Is my Savior.
Is my Savior.
Oh God.
So from today.
As you have cleaned me. I'm not going back. I will not be like the dog.
That vomits.
And goes back to eat its vomit.
No.
From today.
I've turned my back.
I've turned my back.
To sin.
To the world.
To evil.
And Lord. I ask you.
Receive me.
Please receive me.
Make me your child.
I need you.
I need you.
Today.
Tomorrow.
Next week.
Always.
I need you.
Every hour.
I need you.
As my master.
As my Lord. I'm starting a new life.
A new life.
I will allow myself. To be taught.
To be guided.
I will allow myself
to be instructed.
Today. I will humble myself.
And allow pastors
to guide me. Say, this is my church.
This is my church.
This is my church.
This is my church.
From today, I'm a part of this family. I'm in the kingdom of God.
I've left
the kingdom of Satan. I've left the power of Satan.
I've left the power of Satan.
Oh God. Have mercy on me. Give me a brand new start. I'm starting all over again.
Like a baby.
I will grow.
And mature.
Oh God.
Have mercy on me.
And help me.
To live for you.
To pray to you.
To read my Bible.
To obey you.
And to forsake sin.
I am born again. I'm starting the new life.
It's a long journey.
I'm starting a new life.
I know you will be with me.
I am saved.
I am born again.
I'm a child of God.
I'm no longer
the child of the devil.
Now look at me.
Do this. Punch your finger at it. Say, Satan.
Satan.
Listen to me carefully.
From today.
You are not my master. I won't follow you again.
I will not follow you.
Satan.
Away.
I won't obey you.
Listen to me carefully.
Satan.
Jesus.
Is my master now.
I will follow him.
I will walk with him.
And he
is the one I will obey.
I'm born again.
I'm a new creature.
I will grow.
And I will serve God.
I will grow.
And I will love God.
In
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I've got pastors. Some of the pastors are here. Come. Pastor, come. This is a woman. I'm sure she will attend to the woman. And I've got man pastors. Like this man. Please come. Yes. A lot of them, they are here. They are all coming to you. You are going down there to that room, the hall. And the pastors will come. I'm sure that any pastor who talks to you will start following you up, will visit you, will call you, will come and teach you in your house and help you to come to church. What a beautiful day. So, pastor, wave. Woman pastor, please wave your hand. Yes. Can you see the woman pastor, the lady pastor, and the man pastor? He's waving. Yes. I want all of you to please go to them. They are going to take your details. They are going to write your name, your number. They will visit you. And when they come to you, please receive them. Candy, let's go now. Let's go now. Let's go. Clap your hands for them, everyone. Thank you. Oh, don't stop clapping for them. Keep clapping your hands for them. Keep clapping your hands. I want us to receive Bishop Kobe to take over. Lead us.
Come on, let your hand clap be proper. Let your hand clap be proper tonight. Clap your hands for the word that you have just heard tonight. And clap your hands for the many beautiful souls that have been won into the kingdom. The Bible says that for each one of them, angels are rejoicing in heaven over them. Clap your hands properly for Jesus tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Take out your communion. Let's remember the sacrifice on the cross. Let's remember Jesus. Tonight we are celebrating Jesus. We are experiencing Jesus. It's only befitting that we remember the greatest act that he performed, which was to die on the cross for you and I. Lift up your bread. Say, this is the body of Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Jesus Christ.
Say, as I eat this body,
as I eat this body,
I remember the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
I remember the sacrifice of Jesus.
Say, as I eat this body,
as I eat this body,
I receive power.
I receive power.
The power of the sacrifice.
The power of the sacrifice.
On the cross.
On the cross.
The body of Jesus Christ.
The body of Jesus Christ.
Eat it.
Today. It will never lose its power.
You know, the power to erase your sins, the power to help you overcome evil is really in the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why his blood was needed for us in order to overcome evil and to overcome sin. Tonight, as you drink the blood, you are receiving power to overcome sin in your life. Power to overcome evil in your life. Power to overcome Satan in your life. Say, this is the blood of Jesus Christ.
This is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Say, as I drink it,
as I drink it,
I receive power.
I receive power
to overcome Satan in my life.
To overcome Satan in my life.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Drink it. Lift up your two hands.
Yes.
Tonight you are receiving power.
Amen.
Through the communion.
Amen.
You are receiving power.
Amen.
Power to overcome Satan.
Amen.
Somebody is receiving power to overcome evil suggestions.
Amen.
Evil suggestions.
Jesus.
Evil suggestions.
Jesus.
Voices that speak to you in the
Jesus.
Night.
Jesus.
They give you evil ideas.
Jesus.
When you lay your head down, you wake up with evil ideas.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
name
I command
Jesus.
Every such voice
yes. Yes.
to be quiet in
Amen.
Jesus' name. Receive power.
I receive.
Receive power over old habits.
Jesus.
My goodness.
Yes.
Receive power over temptations.
Amen.
Somebody here, you are living with a temptation.
Jesus.
Tonight, you are receiving power over that temptation
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Power over that temptation
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Receive power over your temptation
see.
In Jesus'
yes.
name. Yes. And now receive power over ungodly friends.
Amen.
Power over ungodly friendships.
Amen.
You are going to cancel out names. Delete names from your phone book with ease. I said you will delete names from your phone book with ease.
Amen.
Receive power over ungodly friendships. Father, tonight we thank you for your body and for your blood. As we depart here, Lord, let the power of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ continue to be at work in us.
Amen.
To release in us power to overcome Satan in our lives. We thank you, Father. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody shall say aloud, amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for Jesus. And you may be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenna Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.